Boker Tov, good morning. We are beginning a new Masechet, Masechet Gittin. B'Shem Hashem, Na'aseh V'Natzliach. In the name of Matt Eliassi, I'll say that Masechet Gittin is a gem. I've never learned Masechet Gittin entirely. Maybe bits and pieces every now and then. I learned little pieces from it, from other Masechtot and from other Rishonim, but I never learned the full Masechet inside. So B'Zad Hashem, we'll be learning it all together. B'Zad Hashem, and also, Matt Eliassi also mentioned that it's a big segula for Shalom Bayit, and also for, if anybody's looking for a Shiduch, B'Zad Hashem, should be a blessing for them to be able to find their Shiduch as well, B'Zad Hashem. Yes, Nachman, B'Zad Hashem. Okay, today's daf should be for the Refu'ah Shenema of all the Chonim. ובכללם חמדה ברחם החנושן על מלך הנקום נפקה שלום ונמניר שלום בן שרה יפה בדבר ושקוע בדחוי ובשקוע בדחוי שלום ושקוע בדחוי ושקוע בדחוי יפה בן יבידה בנפה שמחה בן מכה בן ימדך בזה מלאם חנה לא בן ראש ובן אמר גבול שמרחה טען בן עשר ישחק בן עודי יחד ומר מכה לשבן עשר בן יפה יוסף בן ראש ובן בן עינה יוסף בן יפה דניה מדינה שזה בן ראש ובן 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 ראש שלום 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 יעקב נצחק ממנחם ומנחם יהושע יהושע ונחזקאל דוד בן ניסה דוד בן ידיעה פעמים בן יהודה ולהבדיל לרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are on the first word of the Masechet. המביא גט ממדינת הים. The Mishnah begins, if somebody brings a get, he brings a divorce from מדינת הים. What is מדינת הים? Rashi explains, חוץ לארץ, anywhere outside of Israel was called מדינת הים. Was called over the seas. So it's referring to from America, if he brought from outside of Israel. If he brought a divorce from outside of Israel, let's say it's a shaliach, he's a messenger, he's bringing a divorce on someone's behalf, and he brings it from...
Beginning.
Yeah, the first word. Okay? So, right here, this is the first word. In. Okay? So if he brings a get from outside of Israel, צריך שיאמר בפני נכתב ובפני נחתם. He needs to say that in front of me it was written and in front of me it was signed. This is what the shaliach has to say. And we're going to see in the Gemara why. We're going to see a few reasons why. Interesting question over here is, if Medinat Hayam, usually when it says Medinat Hayam, it's referring to overseas. Over here, Medinat Hayam, Rashi explains, and I think everyone understands, is referring to Chutz La'aretz. So why doesn't it just say, if someone brings a divorce from Chutz La'aretz? Why does it have to say, someone brings a divorce from Medinat Hayam? So I'm going to continue and I'll show you the answer. Serious? Okay, so he says, Rabban Gamliel says, Af ham mevi min harekem o min acheger. He says, even if somebody brings from the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the Rekem or the Cheger, these are names of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, he would also need to say, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtam. Okay, so maybe now we can understand the question better. Why does it say someone brings a get from Medinat Hayam?
From
border issues? So, this is the Tosfot's question. Hadelo nakat ha-mevi get mi-chutz la-aretz, kidekatani be-gemara le-kaman, ha-mevi get b-svinah, ha-mevi b-chutz la-aretz, mishum de b-chutz la-aretz, hava mashma kol chutz la-aretz, afilu rekem ve-cheger. La-achi nakam medinat hayam, de mashma rachok. Right, so you would have thought, according to the first opinion, it's only chutz la-aretz. So, I would understand, it's referring to all of chutz la-aretz. Right, so we're going to see, the Tosfot explains, L'achi nakad medinat hayam, de mashma rachok. That's why it says medinat hayam, that no, it needs to be far away. It also needs to be far, not just chutz la'aretz. There's also another addition to it, that we're going to see also when we get the daf zayin, we're going to see more in depth. But that's just why it doesn't say chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilo mikfar ludim lelod. Even from the village of Ludim to Lod, Ludim was in chutz la'aretz. Lod was very close to it, but it was in Israel.
They're both within the close proximity of a border.
Exactly. They're both very close to one another within that proximity. The Chachamim say, "Inot tzarech she'omar b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtam." The Chachamim say, you do not need to say that it was written in front of me and signed in front of me. Ela mevi b'midinat hayam v'amolich, except for someone who's bringing from America, from outside of Israel, and the molich, the one who's molichit. The one who brings it. We're going to see in the Gemara, what did the Rabbanan add? What are they adding here? This is seemingly, it's very similar to the opinion of Tanakama. So we're going to wait till the Gemara, we're going to see why. If someone brings get from one province to another province, in Chutz La'aretz. Right, Rashi explains. Rashi. Okay, so if someone brings it from one province to another province, he also needs to say it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Rashbag says, afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. Rashbag says, even from hegmonia to hegmonia. The Gemara will explain, but it's referring to one city that had two rulers, and they were very strict on one another, that each ruler is not allowed, that neither one of the ruler's children should go into the other one's place. They should keep a separate border from one another in their own city. So even from one ruler to another ruler, he says you have to bring, say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, mirekem lamizrach, berekem kamizrach. From the rekem, eastward is considered chutz la'aretz, and rekem is included in east. It's included in that part of the east part of chutz la'aretz. It's in chutz la'aretz. Me'ashkalon darom, v'ashkalon kadarom. From Ashkelon to the south, that's Chutz La'aretz, and Ashkelon is considered Kadarom, it's in the south. Me'ako le'tzafon, from Akko to the north, ve'ako ke'tzafon, and Akko is considered part of the north of Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko ke'eretz Yisrael le'gitin. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, it's like part of Eretz Yisrael for Gitin. We're going to see in the Gemara. Ha'mevi ged me'eretz Yisrael, if somebody brings a divorce in Israel, he does not need to say it was written in front of me and signed in front of me, because it's in Israel, and we're going to see why. But if there are people who come and say, let's say the husband, Rashi says, the husband comes and says, I didn't write this, this is not for me, this is a fake get. If he comes and says that, what do we need to do? He needs to establish that it's true with these stamps, with these signatures. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Vim ya'idu ha'edim al chatimat yedehem, or edim achirim yakiru chatimatam kasher." If let's say the witnesses will testify on the recognizing of the signature, or other witnesses come and say, "We know this signature," then it's kasher. That would be kosher. So you need to have, if the guy comes and says, "I didn't write this," you need to have edim who testify that it's kosher. Okay, the Gemara begins. My ta'ama. What's the reason? If you bring a get from Medinat Hayam, from Chutz La'aretz, you need to say, b'fanai nechtav, or b'fanai nechtam, that in front of me it was written, and in front of me it was signed. If someone brings a divorce from outside of Israel, why does he need to say that? What's the difference between Israel and non-Israel? So Rabbah Amar, two reasons. Rabbah says, l'fi she'en baki'in lishma. Because they are not, in outside of Israel, Rashi says, they're not b'nei Torah. L'aleinu, anachnu... We pray and hope we can be b'nei Torah. But he says, Rashi says, "Ein b'nei medinat hayam b'nei Torah." We're not b'nei Torah. Ve'ein yodin she'tzarich lichtov aged l'shem ha'isha. And they don't know, in America, they don't know that you need to write the divorce for this specific woman. For the sake of this specific woman. It says in the Pasuk, "V'katav lah sefer keritut." It says you have to write for her this get. Meaning it has to be l'shem ha'isha, it has to be for the specific woman. So outside of Israel, they don't know, they're not b'nei Torah. So they don't know that. And so therefore we need the shaliach when he comes, we need him to say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. And then we ask him, was it lishma? Was it written lishma or not? Rava Amar, Rava says, l'fi she'en edim mitzuin l'kaimo. Rava gives a different answer. Because there are no witnesses who are able to be mekayem the get, say that it is established, say that it is true. Right? Rashi explains, in shayrod mitzuyon misham lekan, she'im yavo ha'bal v'yar'er lomar, lo ketavtiv, she'yu edim mitzuyon la'akir chanimat ha'edim. If let's say they're bringing a get from America to Israel, no witnesses in Israel recognize the signatures of the edim. So, how? If let's say the husband comes and says, this is not my divorce, this is not my get, I didn't write this, how are they going to prove it? So he needs to, the shaliach needs to come and say that b'fanai nechtav u b'fanai nechtam. It was written in front of me and signed in front of me in order to testify. Even that one witness would be allowed, because we would be worried that there would be no other edim that recognized the signatures, and it would be a problem. So that we gave two reasons here. So the Gemara says, "My beinayu." What's the difference between the two opinions? Ika beinayu. The difference is the atyuhu beitrei. We have three differences. Number one. If let's say two people brought the get, and both of them are considered shluchim, they're both considered messengers for the divorce. So what happens? the get comes from both of them. And so therefore, according to the first opinion, according to Rabbah, he says in America and outside of Israel, they don't know how to that you should write the get for this specific woman. It's a problem because it's still coming from America. But in Israel, since there's two witnesses, according to Rava, who says that there aren't witnesses who can testify, there are two witnesses who can testify. They're standing right here. Both of them are bringing the get. So therefore, for Rava, it would be a problem. For Rava, it would not be. Second difference between these two opinions, Inami mimidina lemidina be'aretz Yisrael. If it's being brought from one province to another province in the land of Israel. So according to the first opinion, who says from America it's a problem, from outside of Israel it's a problem, it's not being brought from outside of Israel. It's being brought inside of Israel. So there's no problem because I know that they're writing it for the sake of this specific woman. But according to the second opinion, Rava, who says that no, you need to have two witnesses who can testify on this, on the witnesses, that they are the signatures on the get, we don't have two witnesses. So it would be a problem according to the second opinion. And the third difference between them, iname be'ota medina medinat hayam, in that very province outside of Israel. So Rashi explains, if let's say it's being brought from one city to another city in one province. It's going according to the first opinion. Because according to him, if it's outside of Israel, that's a problem. According to the first opinion, because it's not written for the sake of the woman. They're not B'nai Torah. Whereas according to the second opinion, that no, they need two witnesses. There are two witnesses we'll recognize because it's in the same province. It's being brought from one city to another. So therefore, according to the second opinion, it would not be a problem. These are the three differences. Now the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbah Damar, according to Rabbah that says, Lefi she'ein bekiyin lishma, according to Rabbah who says that they are not, in outside of Israel, they are not affluent to write the divorce for the sake of this specific woman. They don't think like that. So then, hold on a sec. Libayit Trey, you should require two witnesses to come. Why is the one shaliach enough? Usually we always say, you need to have two witnesses. Mididahava kol ediyot shebat Torah. Just like any of the other testimonies in the Torah, you need to have two witnesses, not one. So why over here we rely on one shaliach? So the Gemara says, Edecha ne'eman bisurin. This is a famous concept, we're going to see it later on. Also, one witness is believed when it comes to prohibitions, when it comes to isurin. So the Gemara says, hold on a sec. Emor de amrinan edecha ne'eman bisurin. Okay, fine. I agree with you that one witness is believed for prohibitions. But that's only kegon chatichas safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman. That's only when you have a doubt if this piece of meat is prohibited fat or permitted fats. Why? Deloit chazak isuran. It hasn't yet become a chazakah that there's isur here. It's a safek. So therefore, we would say one witness is believed by prohibitions. But in our case, the chazak isura de eshet ish, there's a chazakah of prohibition by the eshet ish, right? Because over here, it's a if he didn't write the get, right? Then this woman, it's not a real get; it's forged. This woman is an eshet ish; she's another man's wife. She can't go and remarry. So there's a biblical prohibitions over here of her going and remarrying someone without it being 100% true. So how can we rely on the one witness if there's a chazakah of an isur? So the Gemara says, "V'have davar she'be'erva." This is a girsa change. It says, and it is something by erva, by nakedness, by erva. "V'ein davar she'be'erva pachot mishnayim." And when it comes to erva, when it comes to nakedness, you need to have two witnesses. The only time we allow one witness is when it's ne'eman bi'isurin. Edechad is relied on when it's prohibitions, but that's
the only time.
Right, mechila. One of the instances where we allow one witness to be believed is when it... No, you're right. Is when it is by isurin, right? So whenever it is prohibitions, it's coming to the name amonah, different types of things, we rely on one witness. But over here, there's no... The chazakah of the isur has already been established, so therefore you should need two witnesses. So the Gemara answers, Rov beki'inehen. Majority of people are baki. Majority of people are affluent. Look at Rashi. Ve'en l'choshdan, and you don't have to worry. Meaning, even though we said you have to worry that they don't write the get lishma, that they don't write the get for this specific woman, as long as we have one witness, because most of the people there are actually affluent in the laws, as long as we have one witness that comes and says, it was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me, and then they ask him, was it written lishma? It was written lishma. It was fine. Then we believe the one witness then because they're, most of them are affluent. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Meir, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir all around Shas, who he holds, the chayish l'miyuta, he holds that we worry for the minority. We are worried for minority types of things. So why don't we worry over here? Stam sefare de dainei migmar gemire. the general sofrei hadayanim, the sofrim, the writers for the judges, majority of them, in general, are used to writing, when they write all of the gets, they learn the laws and they know that you have to write the divorce for this specific woman. So that's not something new to them, that's something they already know, most of them, and you don't have to worry. V'rabbanan hu de'atzruch, and the rabbis were the ones, midrabbanan, it's really that you're that we're obligated, like Rashi says, lemechash lemilta, to worry, mishum de'ika de'ishkach katu ve'omed, kegon she'nichtav l'shem echad v'mine iro, she'shmo kishmo, v'shma kishma, v'nimlach v'nigaresh. Let's say the divorce was written for Jake, the divorce was written by Jake for, I don't know, for
Sarah.
It's for Yitzchak, from Yitzchak to Sarah, okay? And then they decide we're not going to actually do the divorce. But then there's another couple named Yitzchak and Sarah that they want to get a divorce. Can we use that same get? No. Because it has to be for the sake of this specific woman. It wasn't. Even they have the same names. So I would have thought that maybe, because of that, I would have thought that, hey, maybe they're going to do such a thing. So that's why the Chachamim, the Midrabanan, we required you to come and testify and to say that, hey, you know, one witness has to come, the shaliach has to come and say that it was written in front of me, signed in front of me, it was written lishma. But the rabbi said, "Rabbanan hu de'atzruch min de'rabbanan," it's required. V'acham yishum iguna akilu bar rabbanan. But because they didn't want to make an iguna, they didn't want to make a woman that she's stuck and she gets not, she's not able to remarry ever again. So therefore, the rabbis were lenient to believe the one messenger, the one witness in this regard. That is what the Gemara is trying to say. There's going to be an interesting question that comes up, I think, in the Rishonim also. But there's an interesting question. Why doesn't it say that the reason why we don't believe the people in Chutz La'aretz is, and they need to come and say it was written in front of me, signed in front of me. It's not that they need to say it was written and signed in front of me. It's that they need to say, "Lefi she'ein beki'in lishma." Because they're not fluent to write it for the sake of the woman. So it should have said, it's not that they need to say it was written and signed in front of me. The shaliach should say it was written lishma. That's one of the questions that the Rishonim deal with. But it's an interesting question. It should be saying that. But again, essentially, they're going to ask him that question as well. They want to first make sure, was it signed or written in front of you? Yes? Okay, was it written lishma? Yes? Okay, very good. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started with a new masechet, it's a new daf. Somebody brings a divorce from Chutz La'aretz. We said he needs to write. He needs to say it was written and signed in front of me. That's what he needs to say. When we got to the Gemara, part number two of the daf was, the question was, why does he need to say that? Two opinions, Rabba and Rava. Rabba says because they were not baki. Rashi explains people outside of Israel were not b'nei Torah. They were not baki, affluent, that it needs to be written. The divorce needs to be written for the sake of this specific woman. So that's why they need to say it was written in front of me, signed in front of me, and it was for the sake of this woman. Rava says, no, there are no witnesses from America to Israel. When you get to Israel, there's no witnesses who can say that, hey, this was really signed by ex so-and-so, so-and-so. They don't know, because they don't recognize the signatures. There's two different reasons. And we brought three differences between these two reasons that we explained. Then, we started getting into the discussion, why don't we say that you need to have two witnesses? According to Rabbah. Rabbah says they were not affluent in writing it for the sake of this woman. And this is the final part of the daf. Why don't you need two witnesses? All over the Torah, we generally say, you need to have two witnesses. So why over here you need one? The Gemara says, no, edechane eman b'isurin. One witness is relied upon when it comes to isurin, when it comes to prohibition, when it comes to all these types of things. Even though itchazak isura, even though the isur is already established, because over here the majority of people are affluent, we rely on the one witness, and the Chachamim were lenient to rely on this one shaliach, so that the woman does not become an iguna. She's not become an aguna. We don't want her to be left that she's not able to remarry. So the Chachamim were leaning in this regard to rely on the one witness. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.